Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, September 24, 2008. Israeli troops shot and wounded a Palestinian young man in the West Bank city of Bethlehem as rampage continued elsewhere. Meanwhile, the Hamas leadership in Gaza reaffirmed commitment to previously signed national unity deals. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Early on Wednesday morning in Al-Khadr village on the outskirts of Bethlehem city, Israeli soldiers ransacked the home of a young Palestinian man and wounded him as they were randomly shooting. Also in Bethlehem, the soldiers detained another man after searching his home in the Dehesha refugee camp to the south of the city. In Hebron, Israeli troops conducted house-to-house search, mainly in Al-Fawar and Al-Arub refugee camps, kidnapping 5 civilians. The number of Hebron detainees rounded up by Israeli soldiers today increased to 42 for this month, according to the Palestinian Prisoner Society. The Naba village on the outskirts of Tul Karim was also invaded earlier today by Israeli troops, and at least 2 people were reportedly detained. In another part of the Palestinian homeland, the Gaza Strip, the ruling Hamas party reaffirmed on Wednesday its commitment to the Mecca National Unity Agreement signed in the Saudi Arabian city of Mecca in February 2007. In a letter delivered to the Saudi King Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz, the Palestinian Prime Minister of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, reiterated commitment to the Saudi brokered deal as national unity talks are underway in Cairo. Meanwhile, today, Hamas's local leader in Gaza, Ismail Radwan, told local news agencies that his party will regard Mahmoud Abbas as, quote, illegitimate Palestinian president, end quote, after January 2009, which in actuality is the end of Abbas's term in office. Radwan confirmed that his party is currently considering a number of options for the upcoming period. In Israel on Wednesday, Foreign Minister and winner of the ruling Kadima Party's elections, Tzipi Livni, is set to meet with the Israeli Defense Minister and leader of the Labour Party, Ehud Barak. Livni will discuss the formation of a coalition government with Barak, who earlier praised her for a comment she made in which she said that the Labour Party is, quote, an important coalition partner, end quote. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas stated earlier this week that the Palestinians would continue peace negotiations with the new government despite the resignation of his Annapolis conference partner Ehud Olmert. Some commentators believe that Olmert's resignation would hamper reaching a two-state solution by the end of this year, in accordance with the last November's Washington-sponsored Annapolis Peace Conference. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mighari and George Rishmawi.